Time now for the day's business news, and Yuka Royer joins me in the studio. Hello, Yuka.
Hi, Annette.
You're starting with Volkswagen, which has announced a new strategy in China.
Well, the auto giant says that it can now develop cars from start to finish in China, marking the first time in the company's history that new cars can be entirely made outside Germany. Volkswagen is hoping to win back its share in the world's largest auto market, which fell from 19% in 2019 to just 14.5% last year. It has invested billions of euros in its hub in Hefei as part of its China for China strategy to help compete against local rivals by speeding up decision-making and product development. A newly completed research centre there is now Volkswagen's only one dedicated solely to electric cars. The German group also plans to export its made-in-China cars to more overseas markets, particularly in Asia and the Middle East. It has no plans, however, to export them to Europe due to a difference in electronic architecture and software technology. Turning to the UK, the British government has backed a plan to build a third runway at London's Heathrow Airport. The massive project to upgrade and expand Europe's busiest airport is set to cost tens of billions of euros and is expected to be privately funded. The government opted for a costlier plan put forth by the airport's owners over a cheaper alternative from a rival group. Not everyone is happy about the upheaval such an expansion would cause. Luke Trago explains.
Change is afoot for London's Heathrow Airport as the British government selects a £49 billion proposal to expand the nation's premier air hub by 2035.
This decision marks an important milestone, one that reaffirms the UK's commitment to maintaining its position as a world leader in aviation, innovation and economic growth. The NorthWest Runway Scheme, brought forward by Heathrow Airport Limited, offers the most credible and deliverable option.
The plan, put together by the company that runs the airport, would see Heathrow get a new third runway, 3,500 metres long, meaning the nearby M25 motorway would have to be realigned to pass beneath it, along with the construction of a new terminal and major expansions and updates to existing airport and ground transport infrastructure. It would all see passenger numbers nearly double from 84 to about 150 million a year, with annual capacity rising to 756,000 flights, 760 more planes every day, and that's infuriated both local residents and environmental groups.
Expanding Heathrow simply isn't compatible with our legally binding climate targets, even if the government meets its hugely optimistic assumptions for emerging technologies, such as sustainable aviation fuels. We need evidence-based decision-making.
Both British Airways and Virgin Atlantic also lobbied against the plan, fearing a rise in landing charges to help pay for any cost overruns. For the government and the airport itself, though, it's a matter of future-proofing infrastructure to handle the aircraft of the future. The hope next is to see approval on planning permission granted by 2029.
A new UN report says that 2 years of war in Gaza and economic restrictions in the occupied West Bank have triggered the worst collapse in the Palestinian economy on record. The report by the UN's Trade and Development Agency found that across the occupied Palestinian territory, GDP last year shrank by 30% compared with 2022. Per capita GDP fell back to 2003 levels, erasing 22 years of economic growth in just 15 months. In Gaza, GDP last year shrank 83% from 2023, following a sharp decline the year before. Economic output per person was just $161, less than 5% of that in the West Bank, plummeting from near parity in 1994. This is 70% of structures, buildings, houses, schools and hospitals have been destroyed. Today, Gaza is no longer able to produce, its economy almost totally dependent on external assistance. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority is unable to pay civil servants and run basic services, with Israel withholding around $2 billion in Palestinian tax revenues. Let's hear from the UN official.
It will take many, many years for Gaza to be able to be reconstructed. Even if we pumped billions every year to the reconstruction of Gaza, GDP will pick up in a few years to the level it was in 2022, but it doesn't mean that Gaza will recover, because it will take at least the $70 billion of reconstruction and recovery money So it will take decades for Gaza to produce more than it used to produce prior to the conflict in order to recover fully.
Let's check in on the day's trading action now. European stocks generally made gains this Tuesday, with major markets rising fairly robustly, with London and Paris advancing around 0.8 percentage point and Frankfurt up almost 1%. US markets are also rising for a second straight day, with the Dow Jones up a little more than 1%, as you can see there. Shares in AI chipmaker Nvidia, the world's most valuable company, is down sharply, while Google owner Alphabet continues to rise. This following reports that another tech giant, Facebook owner Meta, is in talks with Google to spend billions of dollars to buy its Tensor AI chips to use in its 8 data centers in 2027. And that's it from the Business Desk.